Well, let's start with a thumbnail sketch of how CSAs actually work.
Well, consumers essentially buy shares. They commit to picking up or having produce delivered to them once a week, once every other week, once a month. But it is a contract. It is a commitment. You do essentially pay up front to get these goodies. And then you just get whatever is running that week, whatever's good, whatever's ripe, whatever is fresh.
And what kind of places are generally running these programs or serving as access points for CSAs?
Well, there are a lot of family operated farms and also places of employment where there are perhaps the starting point is typically about 20 members. So they farmers are delivering to offices like Capital One Bank, Dover High School, Wilmington Friends School. You can pick up your produce at select YMCAs. So there are lots and lots of ways to get your hands on these goodies.
And you mentioned that many of them start as 20-person shareholder type of operations, but many of them are much, much larger than that now. How quickly are they growing, and what's the appeal?
They're growing very quickly. Pfeiffer Orchards in Camden, Wyoming, they started their program 5 years ago with 90 members. They now have 750 members who pick up either at the farm or at 14 different distribution sites throughout the state. They are resonating with consumers who want to buy locally, who are very concerned about having healthy food, and also who want to support local businesses.
And obviously the benefit, as you said, the consumers is having a pretty easy way to get this fresh produce into their kitchen. Are there some other benefits for CSA members to getting their produce and such this way?
Yes. You get a lot of different products that you don't find in a typical supermarket. Things like heirloom tomatoes and Japanese cucumbers and graffiti eggplants, black raspberries, specialty crops. And you also can, in a number of CSAs, you can actually designate the ripeness of what you want. I'm going to be away for 3 days. Make my tomatoes not quite so ripe. I want to have that melon tonight. Can you give me a really ripe one?
I was going to say, that's got to be an interesting thing to have, as you said, some of these specialty type items beside the kind of run-of-the-mill produce. And I guess a lot of that just depends on what's being grown locally and what is good to grow locally.
Yeah, and consumers also have the option to expand their boxes with things like fresh eggs that have those gorgeous orange yolks that you just don't find with eggs that have been on the shelf for a while, where the yolks have turned yellow. You can add things like grass-fed beef or locally raised turkeys, honey, jams that are produced by various farmers, fresh baked bread. You can go as big or as small as you wish.
From the people you talk to, is the appeal the variety that you're mentioning, or is it maybe a little bit more skewed toward the healthy part of it, knowing what's in the food that's on your table as opposed to wondering, well, I got it at the store. You know, what's really in this? You know, what chemicals might have been involved in making this?
I think that is a big part of it, is the healthy eating, the local eating. And because it isn't shipped from vast distances, it's very fresh. I also think that there's tremendous appeal toward eating with the seasons.
Mm-hmm.
This year, because of our very mild winter, we are going to be seeing asparagus 3 weeks earlier than usual. To see those very tender radishes that are fresh out of the earth, it's strawberries that were just picked that day. It's really great stuff.
And how about for the farmers? What's the benefit to them?
It's tremendous for the farmers. The farmers are getting money up front. They are also so that they can use to buy seeds, to plow into their operations, literally. and that they also have that immediate feedback from consumers face-to-face, and they're talking directly with their customers who are telling them what kinds of things that they would like to see so that they pick right in what they grow, that they're going to pick things that they can sell that people will really like. Plus, the farmers aren't having to invest as much time into, say, going to a farmer's market. You pack everything up, you take it to the market, you set up the tables, you're there all day, and it rains. And then you pack everything back up, and you take it home, and it doesn't look as good as it did in the morning, so you have to mark it down or give it to a food bank. You don't have that with a CSA. You put it in the box, people come and get it, or you drop it off, and you've already been paid for it, and you know that there is no waste, that everything that you packed is going directly to the consumer.
What's the easiest way to find a CSA?
Well, we'll have a list of places that people can look, but also, if you want to look by zip code anywhere that you live, you can go to localharvest.org and plug in your zip code, and you can find a number of different CSAs that are near you.